Das kann man sich nicht machen, so schwagen, wenn man Juden sagt, dass Chulen darf pay vov. Sagt die Mischne, if a chaya or bird was shechted by a chayr shayter or cotton, while other people watch the shechita, there is an obligation of kisei adam. If they shechted without others watching, there's no obligation of kisei adam. The same would be when you got to Isis Benoi. If they shechted while other people were watching the shechita, it would be also to shech the mother or the offspring after them. If they shechted without others watching, or Meir says it would be mutter to shech the mother or the offspring on the same day, the Chum say it would be osur. The Chum agree that if one did shech the mother or the offspring on the same day, the shechita would not be chayv malchus. Fact Gemara, why is it that regarding kisei adam, the Rabbanan agree with Ramey and they say the shechita is not a shechita at all, but with regard to Isis Benoi, they argue with him and say that it is possibly a valid shechita. And with regard to kisei adam, if we say the blum has to be covered, people will think that the shechita is a kosher shechita, they may come to eat from the meat. Fact Gemara, we should have the same concern regarding Isis Benoi when it applies to the shechita. And for the Gemara, if a person is prevented from shechting the other animal that day, people will say it's only because he didn't need the meat. They're not going to say it's because the first shechita was a kosher shechita. For the Gemara, the kisei adam also, people will say that he's covering the blood, the cleanest field, not for the mitzvah kisei adam. And for the Gemara, in a case where he shechted it over the garbage, that excuse will not apply. Also, if someone asks best and whether he has to cover the blood, and they tell him yes, people will say it's because the shechita was kosher. For the same thing with regard to Isis Benoi. If someone asks Bezdin and they tell him he has to wait to shech the second animal the next day, so people will say it's because the first shechita was kosher. Rather, Dr. Mar, the Rabbanon argue in both cases. However, they waited until Rav Meir fully concluded his view before stating their view. Dr. Mar, the view of the Rabbanon is understandable because they go l'chumra. What's the reason for the view of Rav Meir? And Rav Yachman and Rav Yechanan said Rav Meir would give one who ate from the shechita malchus for eating the vela. On that premise, he also says that it's not a kosher shechita for these other purposes as well. Rav Ami explains he holds this way because most actions of these people are ruined. Fekmar Papa asked Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, why is it necessary to say that most of the actions are ruined, even if only a minority of their actions are ruined? Since we find that Rav Meir is concerned for the minority, when the minority is added to the chazaka that the meat is osur, the majority is weakened and not authoritative. We find that that he uses this reasoning to declare something tar that would be tummy if based on strict majority. And for the Gemara, Rav Meir says that regarding making something that would be Tomei into Tar, because the minority with the Chazaka makes its view as 50-50 Tomei or Tar. In that case, since there's no intelligent person to ask what happened, because the case involves a child, we pass from that as Tar. However, in our case, where we're dealing with a case of Isser and Heter, even if we say 50-50, Halacha will be, they have to go to Chumra and say that it's Aser. Dr. Vayter, Rebbe passed from the Gemara in our Mishnah. Another time he passed from the Chacham. Which one of these rulings was later, and therefore that's the authoritative one that we should follow? And for the Gemara brings a conversation which resulted in the repetition of the fact that Rabbi Lazar sent to the Golas that Rebbe passed like Rebbe Meir, from the fact that he did not also say that Rebbe passed like Rabbanan, and it must be that his ruling, like the view of Rebbe Meir, was the later ruling. Zach the next Mishnah. If someone shechts 100 chayas in one spot, he can do one act of covering for all the blood. If he shechted 100 birds in one spot, he can do one act of covering for all the blood. If he shechted a chaya and a bird in one spot, he can do one act of covering for all the blood. Rabbi Yehuda says, in this last case, he should first cover the blood of the chaya before shechting the bird in that spot. Zach the Gemara. Bryce says, the pasuk regarding kisei adam says chaya, which suggests any number of chayas. Chaya can also mean many or few. The word oif suggests any number of birds. Oif can also mean many or few. From here they say, as Dr. Raisa, if someone shechted 100 chayas in one spot, he can do one act of covering for all the blood. If he shechted 100 birds in one spot, he can do one act of covering for all the blood. If he shechted a chaya and a bird in one spot, he can do one act of covering for all the blood. Rabbi Yehuda says, in this last case, he should first cover the blood of the chaya before shechting the bird in that spot. Since the pasuk says chaya oi oif, which separates the two and suggests that each needs its own covering. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk says, ki nefesh kol basar domi b'nafshehu. What's this response of the Rabbanan? Mar said they meant to say the word oy is needed to separate and teach that there's an obligation to cover the blood of either a chaya or a bird alone, even if it wasn't shechted alone with the other species. Yehuda said we can learn that from the word damoy written in the singular. The Rabbanan said damoy can refer to the blood of many species, as we can see from the pasuk of kinefesh kol basar damoy benafshay hu. Zakhtamar, Rav Chanina said, Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding the bracha made for the shechita, that if one shechs a chaya and then a bird, he makes only one bracha, even if he covers the blood of the chaya before the shechita of the bird. Ravina asked Rav Acha, the son of Rava, why is this different than the view of the Talmidim of Rav, who said that Rav held, once you've decided to say Birchas HaMazon, any further drinking will require a new bracha. Similarly, in our case, once he busied himself covering the blood of the chayish, he need to make a new bracha for the shechita of the bird. And tomorrow, it's impossible to drink and say Birchas HaMazon at the same time. Therefore, the decision to say Birchas HaMazon is a decision not to drink anymore. However, one can shech with one hand and cover the blood with the other hand. Therefore, covering the blood is not an indication of a decision not to shech anymore.